Weird people lead people. One of the biggest things that leaders struggle with is learning to embrace their weirdness. But if you don't learn how to do this, you're going to miss out on one of the easiest ways to strengthen your team and create a wonderful company culture. When you're trying to build weirdness into your team, the ultimate goal is to develop a company that's 100% authentic. When you are a leader, there are many benefits of letting your weirdness show around your employees. In this presentation, we'll explain some of the benefits of weird people leading people. Three benefits of being a weird leader. Many people believe that as a leader, they have to display professionalism at all times. But the truth is, it's perfectly acceptable and even encouraged to be weird. Here are three benefits. You encourage employees to be themselves. When you're building your team, you may find that some of your new hires are nervous about meeting everyone. The best way to get them to open up is to share an embarrassing story about yourself during a company-wide meeting. This will make them laugh, which will help them relax and let their guard down. When they see that their leader is down to earth, they are more likely to be themselves. Unfortunately, many times leaders believe they must be stern and display themselves as the picture of perfection 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They believe that this is the best way to get respect. However, the truth is, this is one of the worst things you can do as a leader. You must be able to be honest with your team about your weaknesses because this is the best way to improve your own credibility and get them to respect you. There's no one that wants to work for a leader that seems fake. After all, you wouldn't want your employees to be fake, would you? If you embrace your weirdness and start being open about it around your employees, they will too. Before you know it, everyone will be acting like themselves and the office environment will be much more fun. The company will become innovative. You know that it can be difficult to get all of your team members to where they can speak up when they have an idea. However, sometimes that's where the best ideas come from. And if you, as the leader, will start to voice some unconventional ideas in company meetings, you may find that everyone else will start to chime in with their own ideas. In some cases, you may find that it's fun to throw out an idea that you know the team is going to veto. This will indicate to the team that their ideas can't be that strange or bad and encourage them to speak up more often. Since you're the leader, your team members will feel good about themselves when their idea is voted in over yours. Sure, it means that you lose the spotlight for a moment, but it builds the confidence of your team members, and they'll start innovating without your encouragement. You'll make better hiring decisions. Once the team members start to let their inner weirdness show, it will begin to rub off on those that you interview. When an interviewee comes in, they'll see what it will be like to work at your company. They'll see that everyone in the office is quirky and proud to let it show. In some cases, you may have interviewees that are not looking for that type of environment. You don't want those people anyway. Start the interview by having a few fun and unique questions. Then gradually ease them into the weirdness by inviting them to a company social. At the social, be authentic and share some embarrassing stories about yourself. When this is over, you and the applicant will know whether or not they're a good fit. Conclusion. Leaders tend to struggle with letting their weirdness show, or, as some people put it, letting their freak flag fly. However, the truth is, a little weirdness or a few quirks can't be a bad thing. After all, when you show your weirdness, you'll find that employees feel free to be themselves, will learn to be more innovative, and you'll make better hiring decisions.